Well, thank you for the invitation, and thank you, Kieran. And I think one can't really talk about molecular targeting without understanding the context, A, of current treatment, and where we're trying to go in the way of which, in the way in which we treat breast cancer. So in the current model that everybody had when they were brought up, we have one tumour, and what happens is the cells are all proliferating. Some of those cells that are proliferating cells spread. We give it wonderful chemotherapy or hormone therapy, and in theory, all of those cells disappear. But of course, we all know that about 30% of patients get tumour recurrence. So the theory that we're using to target treatment must be incorrect. And the newer theory says there's a cancer stem cell model, and the cancer stem cells don't divide except to self-renew. But they produce a self-renewing progeny, another CSC, and then proliferating cells, and those proliferating cells form the bulk of the tumour. And when we target with chemotherapy or hormone therapy, we kill the proliferating cells, but we don't kill the cancer stem cell. And so the cancer stem cell can self-renew, produce more proliferating progeny, and then, not surprisingly, if it self-renews, it'll produce another tumour. But if we use cancer stem cell inhibitors, we would kill the cancer stem cell, kill the tumour, and there'll be no tumour recurrence. Now, I can tell you now that the classic cancer stem cell inhibitor is Herceptin, because HER2 is on the cancer stem cell, and there is extensive evidence that inhibiting that has the biggest effect. And that may be why we saw such magnificent effects in the Herceptin trials. But there are other targets out there that may fit in.